Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having Tom Anastasi back on the show. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, American Dream Done Right. He is a teacher of leadership at Harvard University School of Public Health and is an MBA director at the at Daniel Webster College and on. But I think the thing he's the most proud of, the thing that really he tells everybody about all the time, is the fact that he's a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Right, Tom?
Absolutely.
Welcome back, Tom. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. One of the things that that people learn when they run a business, after they run a business, is that they have a dashboard. They have a dashboard of gauges and controls and dials and levers that they can push and pull and tweak and when they do it just right, stuff comes in the top and then something's left over at the bottom, and that's the most simplistic way I can think of to talk about how to be successful and make a profit in a business. What do you think? Is that too simplistic?
No, you know, that's right. And when you take lots of courses in business school, it all comes down to that. How do you make a profit? And one of the questions I always ask my second-year MBAs, and these are people just about to finish their degree, is how do you increase income? And I even give them a hint. I tell them there are six ways to increase income, and that's it, six ways. And so far, no one's been able to get this yet.
Well, you mean to get all six? Do they get some of them?
They get most of them.
Yeah.
They usually get four or five.
But they can't get all. They don't get all of them because some of them that you have in your list are not quite as intuitive. Maybe when you think about running a business, but now I one of the things I want to make sure, and I know this may seem silly to you, Tom. But I do think it's important that we recognize, because I've actually seen two newspaper reporters who didn't know the difference between income and revenue.
I know.
Income and profits are the same thing, but they're not the same thing as revenue.
Correct.
And so, when Tom says income, he's talking about the technical term, which is the technical term for the old-fashioned word, which is profit. Because profit was before there were taxes, right? Before we ever had to worry about taxes on what we made, we called it profit. But when the government got involved, Tom, it seems to me that's when it converted over into income, because profits are not taxable, but income is.
Right, and also different ways that money comes in are taxed differently.
Yeah.
And so
when you talk about six ways to increase income, we're talking about the bottom line, folks, if that'll help you out. But I want to come back to this dashboard thing. I mean, it's not just about buying low and selling high. There are more than two levers, there are more than two dials and gauges on this dashboard, this operating dashboard, right?
Correct.
So,
but buying low and selling high, I mean, that is still a basic of business.
You can't get around
it. That's not all you have to do.
That's right. That's right, but those are the big levers, right? Those are the big muscle levers that you pull. There are lots and lots of little tweaks, and one of the best things that I've ever heard anybody say about that, Tom. One time somebody said to me, Jim, when you're running your business, watch the pennies. The dollars will take care of themselves. What do you think about that?
I think that's right. One of my favorite quotes is, you know you're an entrepreneur when you steal office supplies from home and bring them to work.
I like that. when your teenage daughter said, "Where did my paper clips go?"
Exactly.
That's funny. That's pretty funny. So, folks, what we're going to do, and we'll come back after these messages, we're going to get into what Tom calls the 6 ways to increase income, or if you prefer, 6 ways to increase profit, or if you prefer, 6 ways to increase the bottom line on your operating statement, on your profit and loss statement, your P&L, whatever you want to call it. You do have one of those, right? Well, let me tell you something, folks. If you don't have one of those, if you aren't producing a regular P&L, then you've got a problem, and you need to start doing that. So you can do some of the things Tom talks about, and be able to measure those things that you're doing. Tom Anastasius, our guest. The book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.